You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to an exercise appointment you simply cannot miss, especially during the time when we've had a three-day streak of the Nifty and the Lal Street ending in the green. Welcome to a morning walk down the Lal Street. My name is Rakesh. You're listening to Money Control.
A morning walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
Well, Indian markets ended on a high note on Tuesday. The S&P BSE Sensex rose 297 points, while the Nifty 50 rallied by 72 points to close at 10,584. It was a third straight day of gains, and Nifty closed above its 5 days exponential moving average. The fall in crude oil prices and rupee appreciation also boosted sentiment. Technically, Nifty has to continue to hold above 10,525 zones to extend its move towards 10,650. Support is shifting higher, and it's now placed at 10,450 and 10,390. Levels. Rupak Day of Bonanza Portfolio told Money Control, and I quote, on the higher end, 10,550 to 10,600 is the zone where Nifty is expected to find initial resistance. If the index sustains above 10,600, it could trigger a rally towards 10,800 to 10,850. Whereas on the lower end, the bear phase is likely to resume upon a closing below 10,150. A trade below 10,150 may take the Nifty towards 9,700. Well, the big news this time is going to again come from the earnings season. Infosys reported results for the quarter ended September post-market hours on Tuesday. Infosys reported a net profit of 4,110 crore rupees for the quarter ended September, which was better than Reuters' estimate of 4,088 crore rupees, but slightly lower than the CNBC TV18 poll of 4,138 crore rupees. Infosys has delivered better than expected numbers on top line and bottom line front for quarter two, though margins performance missed the mark. Deal winning has accelerated during the quarter with wins over $2 billion. However, the management has kept its FY19 guidance both on revenues as well as margins front unchanged. Sanjeev Hota, AVP Research at Sharekhan by BNP Paribas, told Money Control, and I quote, the BFSI vertical has witnessed strong growth of 5.8% CC term and digital growth at 32% year-on-year growth, and these are the key positive takeaways from the quarter earnings performance. We continue to remain positive on Infosys and maintain buy with an unchanged price target of 840 rupees, he went on to say. It will be a busy day at the Lal Street because as many as 14 companies will be declaring their results later today, which include names like ACC, Cyient, Havells India, Mindtree, NIIT Technologies, Reliance Industries, among others. ACC PAT is likely to grow by 49.7% on a year-on-year basis to 266 crore rupees. Mindtree PAT is likely to see a 120% year-on-year jump in PAT to 224 crore rupees. Reliance Industries Limited PAT is likely to rise by 24% year-on-year to 10,052 crore rupees, and Havells India PAT is likely to fall by 1% year-on-year to 169 crore rupees. What is the technical view telling us? Nifty has formed a bullish candle on Tuesday. Three levels to track today, 10,450, 10,600 and 10,780. Maximum call OI placed at 11,000 and 10,800. Maximum put OI placed at 10,000 and 10,400. And finally, some news you can use. We spoke to Epic Research, and this is what they have to recommend in terms of some stocks to buy and sell. Torrent Power has a buy call, LTP of 245 rupees 10 paise, target of 250 rupees, stop loss 240 rupees, return of 2%. Tata Elxsi has a buy call as well with an LTP of 1039 rupees, target of 1060, that is 1060 rupees, stop loss of 1035 rupees for return of 2%. And finally, Equitas Holdings has a buy call as well, LTP 131 rupees 40 paise, target we're looking at is 138 rupees, stop loss 128 rupees for return of 5%. Torrent Power, Tata Elxsi and Equitas Holdings all have buy calls from Epic Research. Well, it's Wednesday already, hump day. Hopefully, there'll be no more humps and obstacles on your way to the Lal Street success. We'll, of course, keep you abreast of all the latest developments from the world of business and finance on moneycontrol.com. But if you want a quick snippet of all the activity that transpired during market hours, do join us in the evening when we take an evening walk down the Lal Street. Until then, this is me, Rakesh, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us. And do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
A morning walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.